The last line in the gospel told us about the five wicker baskets that they used to fill the leftovers. You know where they got those wicker baskets? The flea market. I want to talk about spiritual and physical. Spiritual and physical eating. Spiritual and physical eating. And then I have to find my first page. Spiritually hungry and physically hungry. When I was a kid, it was my job to set the dinner table. And we know when you set the dinner table, you have to put the plate down, the fork on the left, the knife and the spoon on the right, a coffee cup for mom and dad, milk cups for my brothers and I, and a plate with white bread and a stick of hard margarine. And we remember when we set the table on holidays, we used the dining room table and we get out the good china and the matching goblets for wine and water and the matching plates and bowls, you know, and platters to serve the meal. So you get all the good china out when you celebrate on significant holidays. Today, Jesus in the gospel is hosting a large crowd. He's teaching and preaching. He's touching and healing. He's moving the people. They're hanging on his every word. Jesus says, love your neighbor. Pray for your persecutors. Give expecting nothing in return. Practice forgiveness. Pray for your daily bread. Be a person of peace. Seek justice. And then Jesus looks up and the day is almost over and the sun is beginning to set. Jesus has been feeding the people spiritually all day. And his disciples come to him and say, time to go home. We're hungry. Time to send the people to go find food and a place to stay. And Jesus boldly and bluntly says, give them some food yourselves. You feed them, he says. And they make excuses. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Unless you want us to go to town. Look at Jesus' response. He tells them, have everybody sit down. Organize them into groups of 50. Set the table. And then Jesus takes the bread and he takes the fish and he blesses it and he shares it. Jesus' act of love and compassion, never forgotten. He feeds them physically. Now listen to St. Paul's reading, the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He reminds them of Jesus' action at the Last Supper when he took bread and blessed it and broke it and shared it. Do this in remembrance of me, he says. And then he takes the cup of wine. This is the new covenant in my blood. Drink and remember, he says. Let us remember when we come to Mass, we come to be taught. We come to recall, we come to receive. We come to receive the body and blood of Christ. We come because as believers we know the bread and wine is really, truly, substantially changed into the body and blood of Christ so that we are really, truly, substantially changed into reflecting the person of Jesus Christ to others by how we live and how we love. Jesus is gives us words of wisdom when we come to Mass. We come to listen to Jesus. And then he teaches us to be people who give, who serve, who sacrifice, who love, who seek peace. That's what happens to us when we have Jesus in us. We want to go out and share him with others. So today, let's not forget, Jesus' words spoke to us. They teach us. They inspire us. But his actions speak louder. He acts with compassion. He feeds the hungry. And so today we remind ourselves that each time we come to Mass, we come for these reasons. We come to listen and to learn from Jesus. We come to receive Jesus in his body and blood at this altar. We come so we can count our blessings. We come to be energized by Jesus. We come to be transformed by Jesus. And then we go out and give more and love more and serve more. Today we remind ourselves we want to be fed by Jesus' word spiritually. We want to eat the body and blood of Jesus physically. And then we are energized. Then we are empowered to go out and make a difference in the world with love. Amen.